He loved motorcycles, motorboats. I had two older brothers, 9 and 10 years older than me, and he had would take them on motorcycle rides often. And when I got a little older, he actually drove me to Reno from Portland, Oregon, which is where I'm originally from. So we had a lot of motorcycle rides and motorboating. He liked cars, so he would buy a new car every year, and it drove my mother nuts, but, convertibles, that kind of thing. And I just happened to love that stuff, the open air and I guess the sound of the engines and all that. I just love it. But he was risky. He used to take me out on this huge road, long, long, long stretch of road in Portland, right by the airport, and it was called Marine Drive. It was just a two-lane highway, and it was right next to the river. It went right along the river. I'd say, "Where are we going, Dad?" And he'd say, "Oh, we're just going crazy." So we'd get in the car, go for a drive, and we're out on the row on Marine Drive, and the airplane's about to take off. So he decides to race it. And this is what he would do. He would race. And oh my gosh, a couple times it was fun, but there was one time when he actually decided to pass a semi because he was racing this airplane. And it was frightening because I saw a truck coming toward us. And I didn't think we were going to die, but I certainly thought we were going to be in an accident, and I was scared to death. So a lot of risk there, but very fun.
So what happened after you found them? You
After
found
he had
him?
died, 2 days before I found him, he was diabetic. His favorite meal was Mexican food, so he had asked for that one night for dinner. And my mom said, "No, Don, you can't have that. It's not on your diet, blah, blah, blah." And he said, "Come on, Shirley." And I said, "Mom, let him have it. Once in a while, he's got to have, you know." So we got him his Mexican meal. And the next day, I came home from school, and he hadn't gone to work. And I went upstairs and found him in bed in a diabetic coma. So I believe he was trying to naturally kill himself. I called my mom, said, "What do I do?" Called her at work, and she said, "Give him a piece of candy. There's a piece of candy in the nightstand." And she came home, and he ended up okay. 2 days later, I left school early, and I didn't know why. And when I got home, I found him. I didn't cry. I called 911. I went to the neighbor and got the neighbor to come check on him. She was a nurse. And when my mom came barreling through the door to go see him and love him, one more time, I bolted up the stairs and reached to grab my mother's arm and said, "Don't. You don't need to remember him that way." And she pulled on me and pulled and really wanted to because, you don't know how you're going to react. But I'm very proud that I was able to pull her down so she doesn't have that picture, which was just horrible. Later, my mother said he didn't want to be a burden and he felt like he wasn't being a very good father.